for any tourism product to be successful and to generate income, you have to have your food offerings, your pubs, your bicycle shops, your adventure centres, and crucially, you have to have a reasonable range of accommodation, because otherwise you have day trippers, and yes, they leave a few bob here and there, but it's not enough to sustain a tourism offering. And that's what a place like Leitrim Village largely relies on. So when people heard that the hotel, it's not a big hotel, but it's big enough certainly for the village and to offer accommodation to visitors, to tourists, that might be out of circulation for another period of time, there was huge concern. So I made strong reps, I'm sure others did too, and I'm absolutely delighted to say this morning that I've received confirmation that it will not be used as an IPAS centre, and of course it'll be up to the owners what they're going to do with it, but at least we're at that point.
And for you, Minister, would this be an example perhaps of people often say, oh, well, the government aren't really listening to people and their issues. Well, would this be an example of the government listening? Because you said the concerns were raised by locals. They were really worried in terms of the future of the tourism industry in Leitrim Village and how it could be not being helped in a time where we're trying to get as much people coming through and out of the Northwest as much as possible. And I guess for you, was this an example of local people just having their voice heard and listened to?
Well, look, I'll be honest with you, because it would be easy for me to say absolutely yes. But the truth is, first of all, people have a right to have their voice heard. Sometimes that doesn't mean that things will go precisely as they want. There has to be national policy, etc. So, but it is important that people make their contribution, whatever it is, and they make it in a reasonable and a decent way. And that is absolutely what happened in Leitrim Village.